Well, one of the country's leading dance companies, the Sydney Dance Company, is 50 years old this year, which is a good reason to reflect what's happened in that half century of dancing. For the past decade, Raphael Bonicella has been the artistic director of the SDC. Welcome, happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
10 years of you and 50 years of the whole outfit.
I know, I'm not far behind myself.
We're also joined by Shane Carroll. She danced with the company when Graham Murphy was at the helm, and she's leading their 50 Years, 50 Memories history project. Hello, Shane.
Hi, Michael.
And Cherie Zellner joined the company in the 1970s as Cherie DaCosta. 40 years later, she's returning to the stage with the Sydney Dance Company. Cherie, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Shane, you've been delving into the company's history. Tell us about its first incarnation back in 1969. Why was it formed?
Originally, it was started, I guess, as a project, not as a company, so to speak. And that was started by an extraordinary woman called Suzanne Musitz. And I guess it was an audience development kind of project. And it was very much inspired by Dame Peggy Van Praagh from the Australian Ballet, who, between her and Suzanne, they started this little group called Ballet in a Nutshell, which consisted of four dancers plucked from the Australian Ballet School, and they went to pretty much every school that existed, I think, at that time. Sometimes they were doing three schools a day, and that was really the kernel of the nut, if you like.
Is this just in Sydney or New South Wales, or what was their field of activity?
So this was based in Sydney, mm-hmm. Even though the Australian Ballet was in Melbourne. Suzanne had moved to Sydney. She'd married. She was her first child. And so, yes, it started in Sydney, and then it just grew and grew and grew, and then it had a name change to Athletes and Dancers. And Suzanne was just an extraordinary woman. I mean, she would go after every opportunity with amazing determination. So choreographers, there were a lot of new works created. And they started doing evening performances.
Oh, so they were always committed to new work, contemporary style dance, were they, in this project to take dance out to the people?
Look, I think one of the things, the essence of Sydney Dance Company has been about new work. In the history so far, we've found over 260 new works have been created by over 90 choreographers. That's involved more than 260 dancers. And it's always been about new and risk and, you know, a bonfire of risk, if you like, sparking off in every direction. With that commitment to that sort of thing, you become extremely resilient. And, you know, it takes courage, it takes work.
When did Graham Murphy and Janet Vernon enter the scene? Because it's under Graham that the company really establishes its reputation as the Sydney Dance Company.
It was 1976, and the previous director, Jaap Fleer, had resigned to go back to Europe. And Graham had attended this choreographic workshop series that was being run at the University of New England. And he really was doing something extremely different. You know, he was mixing humour and poignancy, and you would see classic aesthetics, and you would see also distortion of movement that was just completely fascinating, and it was something that was new. And so when the job became available, he was really there, ready and willing to take it. So that was 1976. But the name didn't become Sydney Dance Company until 1979.
So, Cherie, you were a dancer with the Australian Ballet in the mid-70s. Well, what encouraged you to leap across the street and join the Sydney Dance Company?
I had seen one of Graham's works called Glimpses, and I fell in love with the whole look of the ballet and the choreography itself.
So there you are as a young ballet dancer, corps de ballet, with a little bun on your head, and you go across and you join these, are they the radicals? Is that how you were thinking of them?
Oh, I didn't think of them as the radicals, but I did know I was stepping off a ledge, definitely stepping off a ledge, because I'd only known, well, Shane and I were both at the Australian Ballet School together, so we'd done contemporary, modern, and all sorts of other styles at the Australian Ballet, but my focus was always ballet, 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 ballet. So to take my bun out and step into the studio with Graham and Janet was such an adventure, and I'm so glad I did it.
Contemporary dance is a bit of a tricky word, because it, you know, means of the now, but everything's of the now. I mean, Swan Lake was of the now hundreds of years ago. But what happens in the studio is that the scope is completely burst open. So what the body will do and what the choreographer has in their mind and the ideas that are floating around in the studio are just what they are, and then the bodies are responding to that.
Give us very simple example of what you mean. What on day one was the kind of thing Graham was encouraging you to do with your body that as a classically trained dancer you never thought you would do?
As a classically trained dancer, you fall into this framework of aesthetic, and so it wasn't really a surprise. In fact, I was actually quite hungry for it, a little bit like Cherie. You know, there's more in it, so there's more individuality in it, your emotions, your history, your DNA, your joys and pain and everything into it, and everything falls into these movements that start somewhere and go somewhere else, and then they become a performance and the next performance becomes different. So I suppose it's the freedom, although it's a little bit more than that. It's also about breadth and depth.
Cherie, what was the standout work in your time there? Is there one that really stands out, which warms your heart?
In my first year, Graham did a ballet called Fire, Earth, Air, Water, and that was with myself, Janet Vernon, Nina Verichennikova and Jennifer Barry, and he's never repeated it since because he said he couldn't do it with any other four women. The other one that really stood out for me was Scheherazade. I was in the original cast with Janet Vernon, Ross Phillip and Graham. And what is interesting about that ballet is that he did the solo on me from Scheherazade before he choreographed anything else, and he did that specifically so that I could do that in the international ballet competition in Jackson, Mississippi. And that particular solo had so much attention afterwards. A lot of people came up to me from various places around the world and said, who choreographed that? Where is he based? I want to see more. And I think that was so exciting because I was part of that. Mm. I was part of his career, and I brought that over to Jackson, Mississippi, and I felt so privileged.
We're talking about the Sydney Dance Company because the company's 50 years old this year, and with us are two dancers who dance with the company at different stages, Shane Carroll and Cherie Zellner, or Cherie Da Costa, as she then was. And also with us is the artistic director of the company these days, Raphael Bonicella. So, Raphael, you were living in London before you took on this role. You had your own Bonicella dance company. You were going very strongly there. What convinced you to come all the way to Australia to take this on?
In 2008, I was invited to come and create a work as a guest choreographer. And I was at the time running my company, but also doing a lot of freelance work. I knew of Sydney Dance Company. It's a very prestigious company. So for me, it was a wonderful opportunity to create a work. And whilst I was here, I heard that the company were about to start looking for a new artistic director. And at first, I hadn't even really thought about what will my future be. Will I want to move to Australia? Will I live in Australia? But actually being here at that time, just creating that work, getting to know the organization, being in this city and in this country for a couple of months, made me realize that this was that opportunity that I had always dreamt of. To be able to have a company with such a rich history that we're hearing about, a company with 17 dancers that occupies a space in the cultural landscape in Australia that is so well respected, but so thriving, and it was like, I have got to go for the job. Mm-hmm. You know, I might get it, I might not, but I will definitely give it a go and do that interview. So before I left, while I was here as a visiting guest choreographer, I did that interview. And eventually, 10 years ago now, last November, I moved to Australia.
Yeah. Well, you've now run the company for 1/5 of its history. What do you think you've brought to it? I mean, you didn't continue just doing what Graham was doing. You brought your own new interests and new priorities. What would you say the past 10 years have revealed about contemporary dance? What's been your project?
Look, for me, I've really focused on commissioning work, on commissioning international choreographers to come over and create work on our dancers, and most importantly, also independent Australian choreographers. So the way that I imagined this company, my vision for it was a company like it had always been, of commissioning new works and performing new works. We also have a platform that's been going on now for about 7 years, which we call New Breed, where we perform every year 4 to 5 works by independent choreographers. So we've now started a pre-professional year, which is in its 5th year. So the educational side of Sydney Dance Company has also grown and grown and keeps growing. So I've really enjoyed, as a passionate choreographer, to create work myself, but I've also enjoyed immensely to support other choreographers and to support collaborations with other arts organizations and with different designers and different areas within the cultural Australia.
Well, the 50th anniversary season opens with a triple bill choreographed by you, Gabrielle Nankerville and Melanie Lane. What do these three works say about the Sydney Dance Company at the ripe old age of 50?
Well, for me, it was about when I thought about the 50th and to honour those 50 years and also as a continuance of those 50 years, it was to commission a range of Australian choreographic voices. Gabrielle will be creating her second work for the company, which I'm extremely proud about. And then Melanie's work was created 2 years ago for our New Breed season. It was a smash hit. I fell in love with it, and I wanted more audiences across Australia and around the world to be able to experience her work. And then my work in the evening, it's called Cinco, which means 5 in Spanish. And I thought about 5 decades of Sydney Dance Company. The piece of music that I'm using, which is a string quartet, was composed in the 50s. And I'm using 5 dancers, so I've really focused on the number 5.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you've also got Gideon Obajanic putting together a work for you, a work that's called Us 50, which premieres in November. And that features 17 company dancers, 10 alumni of the company, and additional volunteers, 25 volunteers from the audience every night. That sounds exactly like the sort of thing Gideon would put together. Cherie, you're one of the alumni dancing in this. Have you started work on that?
I've not started work with Gideon yet, but I have certainly started work with myself. Going to class, going to gym, just absolutely nonstop. It's been really interesting.
Have you been dancing continually, or are you getting back up on your feet for this?
Oh, I am getting back on my feet. my last professional show as a dancer was as Sid Charisse in Singing in the Rain when I was 45. I'm now 61, so a lot of grease was needed to get these joints going, but it's I'm getting there.
Well, even if your knee gives way a little bit, it'll just add to the drama.
I'll just make a movement out of it. I'm sure Gideon won't mind.
That's right. Well, congratulations, everybody. Happy birthday to the Sydney Dance Company. Thank you to all three of you for coming in, and do have a marvellous year celebrating it all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the stage show, you've been meeting Raphael Bonicello, who's the artistic director of the Sydney Dance Company. He's been there for 10 of its 50 years. Shane Carroll, a former dancer with the company and the researcher of their 50 Years, 50 Memories project. And Cherie Zellner, formerly Cherie DaCosta, and she's returning to the company after 40 years to perform in that show, Us 50, which premieres in November. The triple bill we were talking about runs until the 13th of April at the Ros Packer Theatre in Sydney, and then there's a national tour of that through May and August. You'll find all the details on the stage show website. I'm Michael Cathcart.